From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
What's the first word that pops into your mind when I say champagne? Many of you will say bubbles. More on these after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
Now here at Uncorked, I love champagne. It's the fizzy drink, which is pretty much the liquid expression of the word celebration. But have you ever given much thought to the bubbles in your glass? Like, how did they get there? Champagne and most other sparkling wines start off life as a still wine. The difference is that these wines go through a second fermentation, which captures the carbon dioxide that would normally escape. It's the trapped CO2 which carbonates the wine and is responsible for those delicate bubbles which appear in your glass. Have you ever looked in your glass and wondered how many bubbles were fizzing away inside? If, like us, you have, take a guess. Apparently, conventional thinking says that each average glass of champagne contains 15 million bubbles. Incredible! And various studies have come up with estimates which range between 45 and 250 million bubbles per bottle of champagne. If that's not enough bubbles for you, serve your fizz slightly warmer and tilt the glass when you're pouring. Watch out for champagne fountains forming in your glass, however. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.